Okay, Neil, thanks for joining us. You're twice ahead. They're down to 10 men. How did you not come away with 3 points?
We weren't brave enough on the ball. We were continually allowing a 3v1. We didn't step into play. We allowed Charlie Munro to drop too deep, so it became a 4v1. So effectively, we were playing against 9 men. You know, but they looked like they were playing against 9 because we weren't using the spare man. And that's why you might have heard me just there saying that we haven't been brave, we haven't took responsibility. We tried to squeeze the 3 higher, but if they don't want to do it, it comes back to the old Xbox controller. You can't make them do it. And then it forced a Dyack. Then they won the first contact. Then the runners, and to be fair, they could have won it in the last minute of the game.
A fantastic start. Was it an opportunity for your guys to be ruthless and really kill the game, the first half having gone 2 in front?
Should have done. You know, we went 2-0 up. Deck had a chance as well when he hit the post. But, listen, on decisions, I've just seen the penalty, which has never been a penalty. You know, I know we might have got fortunate Saturday, but it hits the top of his chest. However, the one before that should stand, so maybe even itself up. We then, Pat, probably got to do better on the second. But then we show character, and Dante gets us back in. But then the third, we're not set, we're not organised. You know, I've just said to them, I've got lads who've played 1,000 games at this level between the three of them, and they haven't organised, and that's really disappointing.
Did you generally feel that all three goals were quite soft?
Yeah, really soft. The third one's more frustrating because we weren't set. You know, we're always set. Our distances between each other are always positive, but they weren't set. Lafferty's come out, Curtis Jones hasn't come across, Charlie Oliver's in front of play. Really, really poor goal. And if you give away poor goals like that, then you're going to get punished.
Difficult pitch.
Yeah, really.
I mean, we were saying it's a bit more like ice hockey by the last 20 minutes.
You know, credit to the ground staff. It's mid to late November, and there's games still playing at this level. So it's, you know, games aren't getting abandoned. They played torrential rain last Tuesday. So the ground staff have got it on, and it's safe for both teams. You know, it was slippy underfoot, but credit to the club for getting the game on.
On the positive, this kind of new formation with Gabaldon and Woodcock tonight starting. Really, really effective. Did they come off because of injuries or tiredness?
Both injured. So Max felt his calf, and that's his first 90. And Dante took a tumble down here, and just, you know, he's gone over on his ankle. So, and I think we lost our edge when them two went off. But that might not be the end. We're still in the market for a centre forward, and we're hoping before Saturday we might be able to get that done. But we look a threat. Young Max got his goal. Dante got a goal. So it's a front two. You're scoring goals, which is good. And we've got the pace to stretch play in behind.
And do you know whether Woodcock and Gabaldon about Saturday?
They'll both be all right. I think they'll both be all right. Max is just his first competitive game, you know, and the pitch just took it out of his legs. And then Dante's just rolled his ankle, but he'll be fine.
Credit to Bamber Bridge as well.
Yeah, massive. 10 men. Massive credit. You know, the show character. I don't think it's a red card. I don't think there was a lot of yellow cards either. I don't think it was a bad tackle. And me and Emilio, you know, we've just said we'd best say nothing to the referee because, you know, he's just got a bit yellow card happy. I felt a bit sorry for Potsey because it was a soft red.
So, on to Saturday. Matlock, who got hammered 4-0 by Geisley. Mm-hmm. What sort of game are you expecting there?
Well, you know, sometimes that's the worst result because teams got nothing to lose. They come and bounce back. I think, you know, they've lost a centre-forward, Margots, to a groin injury, so that might hurt them. You know, we all know about Geisley. They've bounced back after a defeat, so they're a good side. But we've got loads of positives here, James. You know, if you use Krakow, and we are going to do, that's 4 unbeaten, and we challenged the side. I think we went 6 without a win, or, you know, we've now gone 4 unbeaten. You know, coming to places like Lancaster and Bamber Bridge, albeit the 10 men tonight, and beating Geisley, that's not a bad return, and it shows real character and determination from the squad.
Well, thanks very much, Neil. Tough luck on the 3 points, but we'll see you on Saturday.
Brilliant. Thanks for everyone for travelling. The sport was great tonight. Cheers, James.